My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. This episode's a little late this week. My apologies. Welcome to Mama's Minute every Thursday, where we focus on ourselves to make our lives a little richer and to make us just a little bit happier mamas, making sure we're taking care of ourselves. So thank you for joining me today for episode 7 of season 2. We only get this time once. So there's an urgency, not to make more money, not to get that next deal, not to reach that next fitness goal. Those are all important. No doubt that making a living and prospering in our business is important, or reaching those personal development and health goals. Those are so critical to our lives as well. But the urgency here is the fact that our kids are only a newborn, toddler, five-year-old, middle schooler, and a graduate once. We only have so many first steps and first days of school and moments when our kids see us, as their entire world. That's the truth. No doubt that as they grow into adults and we've shaped and molded our relationship with them to continue to strengthen as they move into adulthood and parenthood themselves. But we, at least for me, have to really start reflecting on how much of our time is spent on worrying, on mundane tasks that can wait, on cleaning that can wait, on our phone scrolling mindlessly, watching TV, etc., etc., etc. How are you using your time? That is huge for me right now. How are you using your time? Is it serving you? Is it serving your family? I'm not saying that every waking minute has to be 100% devoted to our kids, or that we are, this is some sort of stressful time frame, to cram all those memories in. That's not what I'm saying. This is more of like an awareness. What I am saying is that, I'm tired of telling people I'm always busy or tired or overwhelmed. What I am saying is that parenting will always be challenging and overwhelming at times, most of the time. But it's how we approach it and have things in place that matters. How we can proactively make the most of the time we have with our kids without the stress, the guilt, and the overwhelm. What are you doing in your life that's serving you and your family? I believe that all mamas should thrive in motherhood and be present during such a precious and fleeting time with our children. And if you've been following my podcast and social media and everything else we do, my mission at The Whole Mama is to help all of us, including myself, recognize, helping mothers recognize their greatness, help them prioritize their time with their kids, and share simple and effective ways to bond with, to teach, and experience life with their children. We won't ever get this time back. Many moms I talk to always feel busy, rarely enjoy actually being present with their families and their children, and want to do more for their kids and learning at home. I understand this because I experience the same thing every single day. I also feel torn between work and family time, my to-do list and family time, anything else that pulls me away from my family, starting a business, all those things. I feel these days that if we don't respond to someone's question, if they ask you, how are you doing? What's going on with you? And, typically we say, well, I'm so busy or I'm so tired, that somehow we aren't hustling or working hard enough. And that is just crazy to me. And it's just kind of become, one of those things that we're just so used to in our lives today. And I guess right now in this point in my life, I start reflecting on that. And I'm like, what are we doing? Why are we flying through life, just day after day after day, busy, 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 instead of just taking those few minutes to be more present? And I just started diving right into this. I didn't even tell you what I was drinking today. I hope you have a delicious mug with you. I'm having some yummy coffee to keep me going. And of course, as always, hydrating with water. I have to tell you, yesterday was a crazy day for me. My toddler headbutted me in the mouth right before nap time. And it's still really hurting. My lip is swollen. And you may hear children in the background because that's mom life. And my front tooth hurts so bad. So yeah, it's been, you never know what toddlers are going to do. Anyway, I hope you're having something yummy as we chat today. So I'm here to tell you that this is not true. We don't always have to be hustling. I'm here to tell you that we don't have to struggle all the time. I'm here to tell you that we can slow down and be more present and enjoy this important time with our kids because we get it once. I know I'm not the only one, who doesn't want to look back and regret not spending more time, quality time. Let me say that, quality time with my family. That's why I'm so excited for what's ahead at the Whole Mama, because that's why I'm also slowing down, especially over the summer, to be more present, to regroup and refocus. And I hope that you can as well. I mean, we're already almost halfway through this year. If you had certain things you wanted to do with your kids, have you done them? Have you done those things with them that you've wanted to do? So, I think summer's a great time to kind of slow down and just kind of focus on what else do I want to do with my family this year? What else? We talk a lot about our personal growth and taking care of ourselves. And that is also very, very important. But this particular episode is more about what are we doing with our kids? As I said before, are the things you're doing serving you and your family? So, as I mentioned, over the summer, things are going to change a little bit for me as well. I'm still going to have my Mama's Minute on Thursdays, but I'm going to take a little break from my Teaching Tuesdays, and those will return in the fall. We're continuing to have our Whole Mama's Facebook group, of course. So please join us so that we can continue to grow and thrive together. I have my Raising Whole Readers course. It's going to go ahead and start again this month in June. I'm also working on a Raising Whole Writers course. So if you want your kiddo to be a stronger writer, please stay tuned for more information about that to get our kiddos ready for school in August, whether they're starting in August or September. Mamas can also start utilizing my one-on-one coaching calls. I'll put all this information in the show notes for you. And I'm so excited. I'm working on a new project. Adding more to my plate. Look at me, talking about slowing down. But, we have to have goals, and it's just a matter of prioritizing our time, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, and, giving ourselves grace. But I'm working on a Mama's Retreat Mastermind coming out this fall. I'm so excited. I'm going to have a lot of guest speakers, just a great several sessions that are really going to help us move into the rest of this year. And then lastly, I'm going to take some time to work on our collaborative cookbook that I started several months ago. I started collecting recipes from moms that they, cooked with their children during the pandemic. We're going to put all those together for a collective cookbook to share with the community. And you know, and finally I'm going to start writing a book I've always wanted. So I'm going to enjoy time with our boys, our farm, and then take the very needed time to start writing my first book. I'm super excited. So, as I said, continuing to, you know, do things for my business, but also setting that time for that and then setting that time for my boys because they're both going to be home with me in the summer. So, I'm going to try to schedule out some fun stuff to do together and just make the most of our time, you know, together. So, I pray that you also can do this, that you can take some very needed time, you know, to do what you need to do with your kids before school starts again. Summer's a perfect time to, go camping, even in your backyard, you know, go kayaking, go hiking, you know, whatever it is, go on a weekend vacation, or just spend time at home together. So right now, I just encourage you to slow down this summer, designate some time to get those important and necessary things done. And in return, the time with your kids will feel less stressful because your to-dos are already done. Like if you do them right before everyone gets up, or you know you have a designated time to get them done. And that's that time. So don't worry about it during your kids' time. You have that, you know, 2-hour block coming up that you're going to get it done. So when your kids are with you, and you're having that time together, enjoy it. Put your phone down. Put that planner down, you know? And so a couple examples of that, which I'm trying to do more of as well with starting a business and being home and having a farm, you know, is setting aside an hour in the morning or two before anyone gets up. And that if that means you have to get up at, 4 a.m. a couple times a week, well, then do it. That's what or 5 a.m. or, you know, many of us are either have a business or are working full time and, so it depends on your schedule, and I'm not saying to do it every day, but or if you can, that's awesome. but a few times a week, you know, do things for you. Get yourself right. Get your mind ready. You know, meditate, read your book, work on your business, wash your hair, whatever it is. So get that stuff done for yourself. And then also, you know, we pick up every day. We're picking up toys and snacks and crumbs. But schedule a day once a week to do a full house clean. So usually I try to do mine Friday morning. It doesn't always happen, but you know, I try my best. I write it down for myself. If you set aside a day to do your grocery shopping or if you pick up your groceries or meal planning or whatever it is. But for me, that's on Sunday. And, you know, set aside that time. And then also set aside an amount of time, an hour or 2 hours or 30 minutes for phone use or social media. Now, I struggle with this a bit because my business is completely online right now and it utilizes social media. But I have been training myself to schedule posts more often, plan out times to be on my phone to respond to messages or whatever it may be instead of right in front of my kids. I definitely, and I know you don't either, I definitely don't want to be remembered as the mom that was always on her phone, you know. So I try really hard to, those messages will always be there. Right? Those posts will always be there. But your kids who are right in front of you, learning their colors or playing with blocks are not going to be this age forever. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, can that wait? Probably can, you know? And, so that's a good reminder for me as well. So these small tweaks in your day your week are just the start to our transformation at The Whole Mama. From the busy, tired, and overwhelmed mom who feels like she can't relax and be completely present with her kids. You know, we're making that transformation to be a mama who is intentional, who is organized, and content with her day or her week. You know, so more of this development will come, you know, throughout the rest of 2021 because we're already, you know, almost halfway through this year. Holy cow. So stay tuned if you want to continue on this journey with me. But here are a few simple reminders that you can start today. One of those, as I said, is prioritizing your time and writing it down. There's something that happens when there's accountability and it's just a sense of, okay, I wrote it down on paper or on my planner or put it in my phone on my planner. It's written down and it has to get done. You know, that's for my day. So let's try to do that. And, you know, prioritizing our time or whether it's daily or weekly or monthly and getting it down on paper. Another thing is just, you know, stop wasting time on the things that don't serve you or serve your family. Not to say I don't binge watch on Netflix sometimes, or but there are times, like, especially if I'm scrolling, you know, if I'm on social media and I'm like, what am I doing? This, you know, I could be reading my book right now, or I could be doing this or that or the other. So, you know, just kind of reflecting on that. What are you spending your most time on? And then another thing is proactively prepping your week. I mean, it's okay if it doesn't go all to plan, but at least you have a plan. And for me, having a plan makes me feel more focused, more energized, and just more prepared. And then lastly is just giving yourself grace, right? Because I think a lot of that stress also starts to happen when we're like, oh my gosh, I didn't get that done today, or I didn't get that done today. It's that the fact that you are being intentional, that you are reflecting, and you are doing your best to make the most of your time, you know, to get your business going, or to, you know, do your best with your career, but also making the most of the time with your family. So I hope this helps. I need it right now. I know many of you do as well. So thank you for joining me today and supporting me in this podcast and in this journey this year. I have all the information in my show notes, as always, about my course and more information coming on my new course that's coming out. There's information on one-on-one coaching calls if you just want to chat with me and get a game plan for the rest of the year. Join our Facebook group, as I always say, with 400 plus mamas thriving and enjoying each other in motherhood. I've got fun mama merch that you can wear and share. I actually just purchased, because I'm getting my kiddo with all his reading for the summer and with our reading course, I just purchased our book bag that says Happy Kids Read Books. I'm so excited to use for it with him. And of course, join the mailing list with our monthly newsletter. Thank you for joining me today, and stay tuned for more from the Whole Mama next week. Have a great weekend. Hey mama, thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself. Read daily with your children, and find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song or that scripture, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoyed this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at IamTheWholeMama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today, and I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama.